Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Daily News for Tuesday, the 20th of August. I am Ross Chanley, joined by Ben Kelly today.
Hello, Ross.
Hi, Ben. How are we?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. I'm all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fine. Should we do some news?
Well, that's what we're here for.
Good. Right, before we do get into news, Ben. Mm-hmm.
Ben. 21,000 subscribers. That's really good.
That is nice.
But we would like some more.
I'd like 22 at least.
22, there we go then. By the end of the week, we'd be lovely, wouldn't it? So if you are watching and you haven't subscribed, please do so. And tell your friends about it as well. And we'll move on to some news. One of which is about Phil Coutinho again. Really sorry about this. But it is quite interesting, isn't it, Ben? So apparently Barcelona tried to financially swindle Liverpool in a Coutinho loan, but Reds were having none of it, according to journalist Dave Maddock, who, weirdly enough, will be on a newsroom this week.
So Dave, good insight always.
Yeah, brilliant episodes. Go and check that out. You've got to get it. So basically, he's in reference to the deal. Obviously, he's gone to Bayern Munich now. So we said, Jürgen Klopp, in an interview with German media, congratulates Coutinho on his 9-month loan to Bayern and says it makes sense in football context, but adds, as weird as it sounds, we could not afford it. Given the loan cost of Liverpool was 40 million total fee and wage, maybe not so weird. He was then questioned about it and said, you know, sounds like there was a different price for Liverpool as there was for Bayern Munich, and he just says there was. Someone said, why the loan fee was different for Liverpool, Bayern Munich, when Barca were desperate to get rid, Bayern willing to pay us 250,000 quid week wages as well, doesn't make sense. He says, because Barca thought they'd be able to screw an English club for more cash when the Premier League closed, didn't want it to be done with a dud, so they cut a fee for the rest of Europe, possibly. And it's further up in the article, it says, Ben, that, you know, this they've looked at Liverpool and looked at other clubs in England and says, the amount of money that we get for media, the amount of money we get for TV rights, that's like, let's go and screw them. That's basically what Barcelona tried to do. We know Barcelona are bullies in the transfer market anyway. But I think it's quite a good thing. As much as I would love Coutinho, Liverpool aren't going to be bent over a barrel. You know, certainly Michael Edwards isn't. And I think that's a positive thing. You're going, no, you're all right, thanks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's really smart business from Liverpool in the sense of how we've done this, because we're getting a lot of this loan fee from the Bayern Munich move anyway. And I think that was written into the contract somewhere within the negotiation from Michael Edwards. I think it's funny the way Barca have handled it, though, because if they owed us money, I don't really understand how we couldn't have come to a deal to to somehow eradicate that. You know what I mean? Like, if they owed us X amount of money from the original fee and they wanted to loan us back to it, I don't see why they were trying to get more money out of us when they owed us money, and we surely could have come to some kind of deal there. But I think at the end of the day, I'm still not convinced Klopp wanting back in the first place anyway, so we might have had more of a go if he did.
Yeah, so just to clarify, obviously there was £40 million, which it was the loan and the wages for him, and Bayern Munich ended up paying £8 million. With a further option to buy £110 million plus his 250,000 week wages. But like you said there, if you want to get rid of him, just do that in the first place. You've just tried to look with Liverpool and gone, actually, nah, you're all right, thanks. Mm. So, but let us know what you think on that in the comments below. Would you have gone all out for him? Would you think Liverpool were right to kind of turn it down and move on? Good luck to him, in my opinion. Someone else who former Liverpool player set for a move, Ben, is Daniel Sturridge. He's going to Turkey. This has been running on for a couple of weeks now, but obviously Melissa Ray working for ESPN. Says former Liverpool striker Daniel Sturridge is close to agreeing a lucrative deal with Trabzonspor after arriving in Turkey to undertake formalities of a transfer. That was a mouthful.
It sounds like a planet in Doctor Who. Trabzonspor.
29-year-old free agent who was caught by Fenerbahce earlier this summer has been assessing his options available to him with clubs from La Liga, MLS and Qatar. Interested in signing him. Ben?
Yeah?
I don't know if it's a weird one or I'm just being ignorant towards Turkish clubs or the Turkish league. I never saw him going.
I thought he had some time possibly left in one of Europe's top five leagues, but I think he'll follow the money a little bit, because I think that is the type of personality he is. I think he likes his cash, and there's nothing against him for that. But look, he's just not. I think his injury problems over the last 3-4 years, he's just not. His stock has just never.
Yeah.
in terms of value, you know, I don't think he's attracting the attention that he might have done if we'd sold him on the back of 13, 14, for example. I think that's just as simple as it is.
Yeah, fair enough, and good luck to him as well.
Yeah.
Last night, Ben, this is sort of your field, or used to be, certainly. Hmm. The under-23s lost again last night. I think that's, is it three in a row now that they've lost?
Yeah.
3-0 to Chelsea. They lost. So I don't know, there's some concerns over Neil Critchley's future or questions being asked so early in the season to have three defeats. And I don't think it's just the fact that it's a 3-0 defeat. I think the performances have been below par. I think you can caveat this last night in the fact that Chelsea played Batshuayi, who scored, and Rudiger, and some others. So he was talking yesterday, and he just said, you know, it's not good enough. They want to play better. Oh, there you go then. Batshuayi and Rudiger made life tougher on his players, but I think it is a massive gap. I think when you look at the result, you have to look at the context of who was playing these games. But, you know, from what happened last season to now, and the players at Liverpool have got in there as well, they've got some good players in there. They should be doing a bit better, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, he does make a very good point there in that second paragraph. You want the young players to be playing against the best players. And, you know, if you look at the likes of Rian Brewster, Kjana Hoover and Sepp Dan Denberg, who were all on the cusp of our first team, you know, you probably would have expected a tougher result. But look,
they're a lot more experienced, those two.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. Especially Rudiger. I really do rate Rudiger as a player. And obviously, Batshuayi, I think he's a really good player. I don't know why he's not in and around Chelsea's first team more at the moment, to be honest, with them lacking goals. But I think Liverpool had a tough start to the season last season in the Premier League too, and stepped it up a bit. So we'll see how it goes, I think, before we start asking questions of Neil Critchley. It's difficult to say so early on, isn't it?
All will be covered on the youth pod on the RedmenTV.com as well. Naby Keita, Ben, could be out of sidelines for a bit longer than we thought. Again, according to Dave Maddock, this is Anfield. So, again, Dave Maddock came out and said it's a muscle thing. Jurgen Klopp revealed prior to meeting with Southampton that injury is a muscle thing and we don't know exactly how long it will take. But according to the Mirror's Dave Maddock, Keita will not only miss the Arsenal game Saturday, but he could be out for a while with the complaint. Liverpool quite coy, Ben, aren't they, on injuries? And how long things will take. And I guess it is one of them, how long's a piece of string, we don't actually know. So rather than saying 10 weeks and he's back in four, just go, like, listen, we don't know, we don't want to put a time on it, don't know much to play about, don't want to put pressure on them. But again, it's kind of, I think it's frustration from a fan's point of view. Yeah, you know, get the ground running. Like, you know, fair play. If the guy's injured, you can't blame him, can you? Really, but you know, Liverpool need him, don't they?
Absolutely. And obviously, we were all so excited about what Keita could bring to this team this season, having had a year to settle in, and now it looks like again, you know, he's having his injury problems. Didn't seem to be this injury prone at Leipzig. But obviously, as we're learning the next story, actually, you know, there may be reasons as to why that he's struggling to recover from these injuries, and that's because the Guinea Football Federation has placed a life ban on former Guinea coach Paul Putt. Basically, two of the coaches, the coach and the Federation's vice president have been banned from football, essentially. Basically, breaking institutions' codes of ethics and discipline and stuff like that, which is implying
An atmosphere of mistrust as well, Ben.
Creating an atmosphere of mistrust. It's all basically implying, I mean, I don't know, this has come from the BBC, but some journalist on Twitter, and I know that's really vague and I should be getting my sources better than that, but somebody did say that it might be in connection to fielding injured players for Guinea, not just Naby Keita, but there's been a couple as well. Again, that would feed into the atmosphere of mistrust. It would feed into breaking institutions' code of ethics. And obviously, Joel Matip, who's obviously Cameroonian, walked away from, because obviously there has been quite a lot of corruption in African football, and he didn't want to be involved in that. I think Naby Keita's very patriotic and wants to play for his country when he can, and he jumped at the opportunity to play in this African Cup of Nations, and it looks like he was rushed back far too soon, which is a shame. And now Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp and us as fans are missing out on an option there in midfield who would be really handy. Yeah, of course, Naby Keita. Yeah, you know, he'll be dying to play for Liverpool. He'll be dying to make a step up this season. Whereas, there's an argument to say that he didn't perform to the level that we expected last season. It was a little bit underwhelming, and this was the season he was going to hit the ground running. But yeah.
I think Chris Williams, someone who came out and said he should never have gone to AFCON, and that's part of the problem why he's been a recurring injury. Final one, Liverpool rejected a loan move for Bobby Duncan. Gunter Sports, Liverpool rejected a loan offer from Nordsjælland.
Again, another Doctor Who planet.
Yep, for striker Bobby Duncan, which Duncan's current part of the under-23s, as we mentioned before. Having held the register of both FA, uh, scored the FA Youth Cup last season. A cousin Stephen Gerrard, Duncan, joined from Reds and Manchester City in 2018. I like this in the sense that there's obviously grown interest for the lad. And
yeah.
I don't know who that team is.
No, they look Norwegian.
Yep. So, but even so, the chance, the experience to go out and to go abroad, to go experience a new culture, new city, that sort of thing is good for him. But I think
it's a bit early for him. I spoke to him over the pre-season tour. We got a couple of minutes with him in one of the mix zones, and he's just loving life at Liverpool because he's a Scouser, and yep. You know, and he's enjoying the little bit of attention he's getting from the fan base. He's getting to the pre-season stuff, mixing with the first team, doing a bit of training with them. He's only 17, 18 years old. There's plenty of time for him to go out on loan for me, and I actually think in another year's time, if he has another season, there'll actually be a lot more lucrative loan offers on the table as well. So I think he's making a good decision staying at Liverpool for another season.
People love a goal scorer, don't they?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, before we get into some comments, I need to plug this. Me and Paul have written a book. We did one lot of run and it's sold out in less than a week. So that's been incredible. And the feedback so far, getting tweets every day, people are getting the book and saying how good it is and how much they love it, so thank you very much. It's a bit different to everything else. So you get Si Hughes has got a book out, Paul Tompkins has got a book out. This is kind of like a part diary, part play ratings, and something a little less serious. So loads of little different titles. One, The One With Little Arms. That's obviously about a goalkeeper in the Premier League.
Absolutely.
I'll leave you to guess who that was. But if you want one of them, we'll put the link in the description below. Or Tom will. Won't you, Tom?
Tom's nodding.
Tom's nodding. So you'll put that in there. It's available for pre-order again if you want to. It's also available on Kindle. And it's also available on iBooks if you want one.
Tom, comments.
I realised they had a mic. What? So I could have said yes, but I didn't. Couple blue super chats.
Oh, thank
Raymond
you very much.
DGYC says, up the Redmen crew. Thank you.
Thank you.
Max Castillo says, Chamberlain look brilliant. Going to move on quickly to... Mr. A talking about Coutinho. He says Coutinho still seems to have the love of our squad. His Insta post, the comments show that.
Yeah, I think there was a video doing rounds before our window closed as well. I think he met with Bobby Firmino, and obviously they're really good mates, obviously Brazilian compatriots and stuff, and massive hugs and stuff, which has led people to believe, like, well, loads of our fans hate him, but the players obviously don't. And I think Jamie actually replied to
saying,
I think it might be spoiled by, I was saying, oh, he's got to prove something. James, like, doesn't have to prove anything to anyone. Yeah. Of course, they're all professional footballers. They've all got each other's backs. So, you know, it's a difficult situation. I didn't like it because he handed his transfer request in the day before the season started and thought that's just selfish. But, you know, since come out, other things happened. You know, he was promised loads of stuff. He signed a new deal to bump his price up so that we could sell him, and he wanted to move on and stuff. But, you know, yeah, I'm all right with it now. I'm fine. He's Barcelona's problem now. Yeah.
Another one from Mr. A, this one about Sturridge. He says, surely Sturridge is better than that. He could still play in the Prem.
Yeah, that's why I said I wasn't sure he's been here. Current stuff, we know, obviously, Loris Karius goes out there. There's a couple of players towards the end of the career that go to Fenerbahce, quite a lot of Galatasaray. You know, Schneider's one of them. You know, I think Dirk Hart went to Fenerbahce as well. Skirtle went out there as well. I think you said it before, didn't you? You know, this team's particularly like... Maybe he didn't want to go down the relegation route again. He went to West Brom, kind of thought, this is a bit shit, I don't fancy it. I want to go to a top club in a different league. But, you know, if he does score goals, you can manage him properly and he gets on the pitch, and that's vital to some teams in the Premier League, isn't it?
No, absolutely, yeah. I think it's difficult with Daniel Sturridge because you just don't know what you're going to get with him. I think with the amount of money in football and all, I don't know how many teams in the Premier League, given his injury record, really would have been willing to take a punt on him. I think that was part of the problem, given his injury issues.
Yeah, you don't know what offers are out there, do you?
Yeah, I know.
Let's wrap it up there, I think, then, Tom. Is that right? Yeah. Don't forget, Dave Manick is on the newsroom this week, so if you want to subscribe to your 3-month at redmentv.com, go and check that out, because they probably have more on the Navigator stuff, more on Coutinho stuff. Mm-hmm. It's always dead interesting. Honestly, Dave Manick's one of the best people that we've getting here, isn't he?
What else have we got coming up this week, Ross?
Round the League.
We're going to record that this afternoon.
Reds chance of roundups, going more in depth on news, more VAR discussion on the Round the League, probably.
VAR discussion, penalty takers discussion. Are we all as fuming as Gary Neville about who takes Man United penalties? Come and find out.
I'm sorry,
we're not.
start your 3-month. Therefore, I thought it's £5 a month if you don't like it, chip it off. Don't forget to subscribe to the Redmen News and don't forget to go and buy the book as well. We'll be back tomorrow with some more news, won't we, Ben?
Absolutely, we will.
Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.